الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا بيومنا لا ذكرى.
My dear mother, my mommy is now 58 years of age, but her life of caring for others began at the tender age of 15. Having left school after completing her standard 5, she began caring for 6 of her recently orphaned cousins and her grandparents. In addition, she undertook the household duties that were expected of the daughters-in-law residing in the home. In 1972, aged 21, she married our beloved Abba. I was born in 1973, my sister a year later, and on the 28th of January 1980, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a beautiful young son, Ibrahim. We were all thrilled to have a little boy in a family where the majority of the grandkids were girls. Ibrahim was a handsome and energetic child who was loved by all. However, in 1985, whilst attending preschool, tragedy struck. During routine clinical visits, a nurse noticed Ibrahim's highly developed calf muscles, unusual for a child of his age, and requested that he be taken to King Edward Hospital for a checkup. After a series of tests, Ibrahim was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. After this, everything seemed to take a downward spiral. Abba was in denial, and Mummy was diagnosed with acute depression. This condition stayed with her for about 2 years. My sister and I had to grow up practically overnight. However, the tale is not about my brother, my sister, my father, or me. It is about our mother. During her period of depression, she was put in touch with a social worker who linked us up with a support group for parents of children with muscular dystrophy. My mom came out of her depression with strength that was enough for all of us. Ibrahim's condition deteriorated as his muscles became weaker. He was eventually confined to a wheelchair. While sleeping, he was unable to turn his tired body. Mummy used to get up several times at night to turn him. We were told that children with muscular dystrophy had a short lifespan, usually 17 years. We were blessed as Ibrahim was still healthy after the age of 17. However, Ibrahim required a lot of care due to the continuous weakening of his muscles. We all pitched in, but Mummy did the bulk of the work, including bathing him, feeding him, brushing his teeth, dressing him, turning him at night, carrying him, putting him on the toilet, basically everything. I cannot describe to you the enormous strength my mom had, because indeed, Ibrahim was a gift from Allah Ta'ala and a test of our faith in him as well. Many a non-Muslim friend of Mummy's approached her saying, "Bring him to our church or temple and he will be healed." But Mummy stood steadfast to her faith in Allah Ta'ala, saying that Ibrahim is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. In June 2002, Ibrahim developed pneumonia and was hospitalized. On the 18th of June, he passed away. Although we were aware that Ibrahim had a short lifespan, we all missed him terribly, especially Mummy, as her entire life revolved around him. Mummy is resilient. She not only had to take care of Ibrahim, she took care of her entire family, equally as well, making sure that we had everything we needed. My sister also needed extra care, as she had migraines, and Mummy was there for her as well. Staying up many a night with my sister when she was experiencing a migraine attack, caring for me as she and Abba had many a sleepless night, as I experienced severe earache as a child. They put me through university, got me married, helped with my 2 children as little babies, and continue even today to take care of my kids while I work. I will never forget the patience, care and devotion she had for Abba when he suffered a stroke in 2007, as she helped him on his road to recovery. Mummy now goes and seeks out mothers who have children with muscular dystrophy in order to lend them support or a shoulder to cry on. To me, Mummy is a wonder woman. She is my friend, my mentor, my confidant and my inspiration. Mummy's lifelong dream of performing Hajj appears to finally be coming true, as Mummy and Abba are preparing to perform Hajj this year. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for them, inshallah. Shukran, wassalam.
حدثيني حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحداء منك يسري لم صغيري لم بحجري
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليومنا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. In the little hours of the morning, before the muezzin sounds a melodious adhan over the rooftops and trees, a slip-slop of gentle steps can be heard. To and fro she moves through the house. Her day has begun. When warm beds and languorous sleep hug others close, she is up for the vigil prayer. Like a ballet of shadow, she kneels and bows, opening and shutting like a flower before her Lord, as the sun peeks its head from under blankets of darkness. She always begins a new day with the recital of Al-Quran, never failing in her duties to Allah and those around her. Then, while gentle lights still flicker, into the kitchen she goes, preparing breakfast and lunch packs for 11 others. Now it's early morning and there's a bustle in the house. She is rushing through the house, getting 5 grandchildren ready for school, while their mother is at a dialysis center due to chronic kidney failure. Then it's off to her nephew's room. He is now in his 30s, but was orphaned at the age of 4. He is in need of much care, and for the past 10 years, she provides the care and love that only a mother would give him. She swings open doors and gates for yet another day of routine. As the children leave, still her cup of tea, poured at Fajr, continues to cool as she selflessly helps the adults for the day ahead. Her house is a hive of activity as she has opened it up to each of her children in their quest to make a living. Here, 3 home-run businesses are carefully facilitated by her. She selflessly provides the help and support to her 3 daughters in their home-run toddler and parent group, making sure the classes are ready, clean and hygienic before classes resume. She oozes love and treats the children who come to learn with bundles of compassion. She does it with such passion, always reminding the girls to reach higher in their quest for success. On the side, she has her own home-run business, selling dates and other confectionaries. Here too, she helps and supports her husband and 2 sons in their business. And amidst all this activity, 7 days a week, she still makes sure that a scrumptious home-cooked meal is upon the table. Laundry is always checked and ready, and all the other tasks around the house are completed. And late at night, when everyone else had laid down their heads, she continues to labor as she prepares for tomorrow. Mostly, she always finds time to face Makkah 5 times a day, leaning towards Allah, hoping for just a glance from Him, and treating Him for the afia and well-being of her loved ones. Through Allah's rich favor, she continues her daily routine and continues to find the strength to deal with health issues after a horrific armed robbery at home. While others leave their homes each day and make way to a workplace to take up duties as director, manager or supervisor, here in the confines of her home, with no degree or qualification and no boss to watch over her, she strives for the success of her own family. Her home is always open to all the world, but in her heart, she carries no care for worldly pleasures. Always deeply self-effacing and humble, she is always ready to lend a helping hand and always feels that any praise is undeserving. She is tender and meek in appearance, plain and simple, self-sacrificing and hugely generous in character, with a deep love for learning and for the written word, a gentle heart filled with love. She is our woman of wonder. And though it is impossible to condense her grandeur on a piece of paper in just a few words, we hope that this mere presentation will display her overflowing worth. We write this tribute, though we know it could never equal the pages that she has filled in our lives, but hopefully, through it we can celebrate her life and impact she has had on others. For surely, if greatness is a gift, the greatest gift is a mother.
حدثيني حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحداء منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري
Assalamu alaikum. I thought my inspiration in writing this letter was my 11-year-old daughter, Tasmia, who so excitedly wanted me to fax her one-page letter about her wow woman, her mummy, my dear wife, to Radio Islam. However, my real inspiration came when I was awakened at 1 a.m., just a few hours before Seri, only to find my dear wife Najma busy running to fetch the nebulizer to nebulize our 14-year-old mentally and physically disabled daughter, Raisa. A common sight over the last 14 years. This is when I put pen to paper for my remarkable, ever-inspiring and ever-smiling woman of wonder, Najma Jusat. Najma, just 19 years, with big dreams and aspirations, and I were married in 1993. In 1995, with Najma being 3 months pregnant, we went for Hajj, where she fell very ill in the last 2 weeks with high fever. She barely managed standing in the plains of Arafat, but she persevered and completed her Hajj. Back home, in her 6th month of pregnancy, she contracted chickenpox, which thereafter led to toxemia and was rushed in for an emergency seizure. The thought of holding her first and healthy baby in her arms kept her motivated during her difficult pregnancy. Raisa was born. She was born prim, with a cleft lip and palate, and weighing only 1.3 kilos. Everyone around was surprised at my positive-natured wife's brave reaction, who kept on making shukr to Allah and said, "Inshallah, this can be repaired." Najma's dreams of breastfeeding her first child were over. She spent the next 2 months driving to the hospital without a complaint to feed Raisa through a tube in the nose. A week after being discharged at 2 kilos, Raisa was readmitted for a hernia operation. At 3 months, Raisa underwent 2 operations for her cleft. Being the smallest patient ever operated on by the doctor, Najma never left Raisa's hospital bedside for 2 weeks in fear of her child's life. She was a young mother and wife and was remarkable. Throughout, she still remained positive, brave, and always smiling, and would again first make shukr to Allah and say, "It could be worse." A year later, Raisa was diagnosed with a rare chromosome disorder, which causes mental and physical retardation, hearing loss, vision loss, cleft lip and palate, and a small head. I still remember it being Ramadan when the doctor broke the news to us at the Johannesburg General Hospital and recommended that we consider not having more children as they could also be affected. Driving back home to Binoni, not a word was exchanged between Najma and I until we entered our home and Najma broke the silence by saying, "Who is he, the doctor? He's not Allah." And she broke down, sobbing like never before. Being a few days before Eid, Najma, as always, putting and caring about others first, suggested we break the news to our parents and family after Eid, not spoiling a joyous day. Today, alhamdulillah, we have 3 other children, 11-year-old Tasmia, 6-year-old Yusuf, and 3-month-old Nuha. Najma takes care of every child's individual needs without neglecting Raisa for a second. Raisa still needs full-time care, like nappy changes, and needs to be fed with pureed food. Najma has been taking full-time care of Raisa for the last 14 years. I can rarely remember my dear wife having a full night's sleep for the past 14 years. Yet she does it with a smile and without a complaint. A real superwoman. As a cook, she whips up the best dishes in no time, effortlessly. As a husband, I can only marvel at her sparkling qualities and make dua that Allah grant her the strength, energy, perseverance to take care of Raisa and everyone around her. May Allah grant my wow wife the highest rank in Jannah. Ameen.
واحدا منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف ناديت الحمامة في حياتي.